now is Scott City. The varsity, the main varsity, has really kind of had about a week off since last week. Next week or Friday, they'll be at Cheney. They'll be busy as well. They'll go to Garden City Tuesday and then to Lakin next Friday. We got senior Brindley Stevens joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, it feels like it's been a long time since we talked, you know, cross-country season. And here we are again. And we just said, yeah, it's our last time probably on this together.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. Goes too fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, how's your senior season been?
It's been really fun. I've had a good season so far, so yeah.
Oh, good deal. What are some of the events that you've been involved with this year?
I've run the 4x8, the 8, the mile, and the 2 mile so far this year.
Man, so it's 800.
But not all at once.
Not all at once. That's probably all right. But so it's been 800 or bigger, huh?
Yes.
All right. What's been your favorite event so far?
Definitely my favorite event is the 4x8, and my least favorite is the 2 mile.
Okay, well, I know it's like 8 laps around, and yeah, but no, how do you feel like you've been able to improve throughout this season?
You know, I haven't yet improved this season, mm-hmm. I guess, but I'm looking to this week and want to go for a PR, so yeah.
All right, and yeah, do you feel like that your race, I know you get able to run at home last Wednesday, it was a little warm, but that was good for you. How fun was that race at home?
Not very much fun, but I don't know. It's a good experience, I guess, just building that toughness because the weather's going to get mm-hmm. hotter as we go through the season. So,
all right. So what events are you going to be able to do at Cheney on Friday?
I think I'm going to do the 8 and the mile.
All right. So that's not too bad.
No.
All right. What's a goal you have as you go through this rest of the season?
I think just shaving off more time off all of my events. So.
All right. Well, it's been a good year so far for you, Brindley. And thanks again, as always, for stopping by here. And good luck to you throughout the rest of the season.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Brindley Stevens joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we bring in Coach Jim Turner. Well, Coach, you've kind of given your varsity a little bit of a, I guess, a little time. Some of your main ones that you you took some of your JVers to South Gray and Wichita County over the last few days. But, you know, how's that been for them, those last two meets?
Well, I think it's good to give them a little break off of meets because we're going to hit a, you know, after we go to Cheney, we'll hit a Tuesday, Friday at Garden and Lake and then come back Thursday to league. So need to get some good workouts in. And so that's, I mean, it works out pretty well for mm-hmm. us. We've had various different schedules, but we've had this one for quite a few years in a row and I like it because we can come back after ours, you know, on a Tuesday meet and get a good solid work in and Thursday, Friday, and then come back and work pretty hard. We got good workouts Monday and Wednesday, a little speed stuff on Tuesday. So it gives a good solid week of workouts for our varsity kids and an opportunity for those younger kids to go get involved in some JV meets. They're actually varsity meets, but they're mm-hmm. smaller schools, and we take them kids, and we just took throwers and jumpers over to Leota, and then they came back home. So
okay, so yeah, you're home at a pretty good time then.
Yeah, I think they were home before we got out of practice because all of our kids were done. So, you know, the coaches like that, and the kids like it too. You know, and last time we only had 3 or 4 kids on the track, so we were hanging around the whole time for that. So we just decided to just take throwers and jumpers field events and get them back home.
All right. And going back a little bit to last Wednesday, the Scott City Relays, got to be a nice warm day, but a pretty nice day overall for your competition. And that was you guys really had a good meet there to kind of get to that midway point of the year.
Yeah, you know, the weather wasn't ideal by any means, but it's mm-hmm. much better than it would have been Tuesday if we'd have tried to go. And I imagine schools wouldn't have came and we wouldn't have been able to pole vault. And, you know, so it was a much better day. And then it got really warm, which warmer than we're probably used to. But, you know, I thought the kids performed pretty well. you know, had some BRs here and there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the weather will affect that. But we had a nice win for the short sprints, you know, to run with. Mm-hmm. And overall, I was pretty pleased with how it went. You know, so we're looking forward to Cheney. I don't think the weather's going to be very good, but we're looking forward to competing again.
Yeah, you're kind of getting to this point where you're just trying to get kind of everybody kind of solidified in their spots. Do you feel like you got a good grasp on that yet, where you want everybody?
Oh, it's no, not completely yet. You know, with the girls, we're getting pretty solid with most of them for our relays. Mm-hmm. You know, but with the boys, Camden, he's pretty talented in a lot of areas, so trying to figure out where to go with him exactly. You know, with him on a 4x1, we're pretty solid. I think we're sitting second in our regional, but pretty solid in the state. But those handoffs are always pretty questionable. I'm not much of a gambler. Where if he's on a 4x8, you know, we look pretty good in top three in the state at the moment. So, but it's pretty tight competition there, too. So it's just kind of deciding where to go with him in a few events and then what we do with some other guys. You know, right now we look pretty good in our regional in the 400. Probably have three guys entered there and have a chance to qualify them. Hopefully at least two, but maybe we can get all three in. A couple guys in the 800 that are looking pretty good, you know, have a chance there. And, you know, so we got some open stuff with our relays.
Yep. You mentioned it. You go to Cheney on Friday, and it's a good combination of a lot of good 3A, a lot of good 4A, and possibly there as well.
Yeah, Clearwater's 4A. I think that's about it. Everybody else, well, we're usually 3A. So, you know, Cheney, Halstead, Kingman, Wichita Collegiate's there, Wichita Trinity with the great distance kids. You know, just never know what they're going to put them in, but they're pretty talented groups. So, you know, so it's a good combination, and usually we're 3A, like I said, so we're seeing a lot of teams we might be stuck with in a regional.
Well, and in fact, I think you are with Clearwater,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken.
Coming out here, and they got, from what I know, two really good girl hurdlers, and I'm not sure what they have after that. So
I'm just kind of looking at it. I think that girls' hurdles races are going to be pretty loaded this year.
Yeah, you know, we got a little freshman, Katie Weathers, who's really a decent hurdler for a freshman. I think she's sitting ninth in our regional and 12th in 4A.
Wow.
So our regional is by far the toughest probably anywhere in the state in the girls' hurdles. So, you know, just bad combination of bad year and classification for her. But she can run faster than what she's done already, too. So hopefully she'll bring her time down.
Oh, absolutely. And it should be a good competition for you Friday, Tuesday, Friday. And then, you get pretty local after Friday.
Yeah, this is our last long trip here. So, you know, we'll go to Garden Lake and Holcomb for league and back here for regional. So that'll take care of our bus rides for a while.
Yes, absolutely. Once again, Coach Jim Turner talking track here as they'll be at Cheney on Friday and then in Garden City for those relays next Tuesday. Coach, as always, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you guys.
Right. Thanks, Adam.